Hey, I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio News. Devante Sanford has been home for a little bit over a month now. 1 month after nearly 9 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And now Sanford says he just wants to build a normal life. But he's still got legal restrictions on his freedom. The waiter at this chain restaurant in downtown Detroit just came up to Devante Sanford and asked, "I'm sorry, are you who I think you are?" And this is apparently something that's happening to Devante Sanford a lot these days.
Like, this one lady told me today, like, she looked at me as her son. I was like, wow, I never even met this lady before, you know? She was like, hey, you. And I didn't even know she was talking to me, and I kept walking. She was like, I'm talking to you.
Just like that lady, you have probably seen Sanford's case in the news by now. It is a crazy story. It's one that a lot of people in the city are fascinated by right now. Sanford was arrested at age 14 after a brutal killing in his neighborhood in Detroit. He was interrogated without a parent or a lawyer, and he says police coerced him into giving a false confession. There was even a hitman who came forward and told police, wait, no, you got the wrong guy. I killed those people, not Devante Sanford. But it still took nearly 9 years for the prosecutor and the judge to throw out the case against Devante Sanford. Now Sanford says he's just taking it a day at a time right now. He gets up, he goes to work, he goes to school, he tries to figure out Facebook and smartphones and all the other normal things he missed.
This is normal to me. Open a refrigerator door, getting a job. I'm getting there. Once I'm at Cedar Point, that's when I know everything is done, and that's normal. Going to Cedar Point is normal.
But the thing is, Sanford actually cannot go to Cedar Point just yet, which, by the way, is an amusement park in Ohio, because Sanford still can't leave the state. See, the judge in this case, Judge Brian Sullivan, let Sanford out of prison, vacated his convictions, but still has not officially cleared the murder charges from Sanford's record. So Sanford is still on bond. And that means no travel. Any violation of this bond could send him right back to jail. Sanford says he's still always on guard. He takes his ID with him every time he leaves the house. He gets nervous whenever he sees police.
Because it's like, I don't want to go back to that place I just left. And I don't think I should have to, like, feel that. I'm out. You know, just let me go. It's like, you let me out of prison, come home. And instead of living in a prison cell, I'm living in the city now. A bigger room.
So we have been calling the judge's office a lot the last few weeks. We've been trying to get any explanation or comment about why the judge still hasn't cleared Sanford's charges. Is this case just taking a really long time to wrap up? Is this a paperwork thing? And we keep getting the same response. No comment. We asked legal experts. They're not sure what's going on. But for Devante Sanford, it feels pretty simple.
They say I'm a free man. Well, let me be that. Let me be free.
So Sanford has a very specific plan for the moment the charges are dropped. Not the day, the moment the charges are dropped. He and his family and friends are going to load up a bunch of cars. They're going to get on the road. And they're going to drive to, I bet you can guess, Cedar Point. And when I ask him why this fixation on this amusement park in Ohio, of all the places in the entire world you can now see.
My age group, like, that's normal. Let's all get in a car, go on a road trip, and go to Cedar Point. Yeah.
That's when Devante Sanford says he will finally feel normal. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.